Yes, it's been really wonderful to get into the book of Proverbs and look at some of the gems of wisdom. So we're going to be starting in chapter 17 of Proverbs. I'm just going to pick out certain verses and read them, maybe share a little bit about them. If there's something that hits your heart in light of the verses we look at, please speak up. Be great to hear your heart on some of these things. So we're going to go chapter 17 of Proverbs. And here's an interesting verse. I think that would be a good one to start with, verse 6. And Jeannie and I can associate with this. It says, "Children's children are the crown of old men." So you two boys, my grandsons, for you that are calling in, my grandsons are here, Evan and Milo, and they're my children's children. So they are the crown of old men. I guess I'm an old man here, right? Wow. And the glory of children are their fathers. All right, Jenny. Yeah. What a blessing.
Whoa.
Oh, boy.
All right. Let's go to verse 9. We'll jump to verse 9. "He that covereth a transgression speaketh love." Sometimes I think, especially in the world, people that don't know the love of Christ in their life, something bad happens. What do? They highlight it.
Yeah.
They brag about it or point fingers, this sort of thing. But what does the love of God do? It covers it. Yeah. Why mistakes made or whatever, why highlight it? "But he that repeateth a matter separateth very friends." So obviously we don't want to keep making mistakes. All right. Verse 10 says, "A reproof entereth more into a wise man than how many stripes for a fool? 100 stripes." So, a wise man's going to appreciate reproof. You know, if somebody makes a mistake or something needs to be made known, a wise man will receive that. A fool won't. They'll yell and scream, "No, I'm always right." Good wisdom there. Let's jump down to 17.
Miss number 12.
Did I miss number 12?
That's very interesting.
Would you like to read number 12, honey? It
says, "Let a man meet a bear robbed of her cubs rather than a fool in his folly." Meeting a bear robbed of her cubs, she's pretty mad. But the fool's better than meeting a fool in his folly.
Now, what is yours? The New King James?
Yeah.
Yeah,
what does yours say?
The King James says, "Let a bear robbed of her whelps meet a man rather than a fool in his folly." Yeah. I think yours says it a little better for understanding.
So you don't want to meet a fool?
No.
It's the worst thing in the world.
No. 17. "A friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity." What does that mean, a brother is born for adversity? What does that mean?
Brother is
born for adversity.
You know what I think it means is a friend is chosen, but the brother is what God has given us for our purpose, and possibly the putting together of the two personalities and characters is the bet making of both.
Okay.
For that.
Yeah, I'm thinking a brother is born for adversity. Somebody that would be like a brother to you will take on adversity. You know,
it will help you when you need it.
Exactly.
I see.
I think that kind of is how I see that. You know, a friend loveth at all times. Yeah, a good friend's gonna be love you and respect you. And if there's adversity, to have a brother right there with you. Yeah, that's nice to have. Verse 22 is one that I think is pretty familiar. A merry heart doeth good, like what?
Medicine,
but a broken spirit drieth the bones. So, yeah, I know scientists have proved this over and over again. When patients are of a good mood and they're happy, they're blessed, they're merry, they're going to be healthy. But those who are of a broken spirit, they're uptight, they're upset, they might be more sickly than the other guy, huh? Any thought on that comment?
Not able. Talks about in the Word that that forgiveness is very important in the healing of our bodies. If someone, you just can't forgive them, it's been known that, I know a minister one time went to meet this lady who was dying, and he asked her, and she had a tough life, but he asked her, can you forgive your husband?
Wow.
And she said no, and she died.
Oh.
Right away. It's really, if she would have forgiven him, she probably would have left.
Yeah.
But she was too angry.
Huh?
What
do you
do?
Yeah.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't lose your health over that.
No.
You have to always forgive. There's nothing
a broken spirit is someone who is bitter.
Yes. Exactly.
The bitterness is. Drives the bones.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I need your bowls. Yep. There are bowls so I can put these all the different books of the Bible.
How about verse 28? Take a look at verse 28. It says in the King James here, even a fool, when he holdeth his peace, is counted wise. And he that shutteth his lips is esteemed a man of understanding. So, usually a fool will just want to jump in and start talking, right? And just gab, gab, gab. But if there's a serious matter going on, a fool holding his peace is counted as wise. I see that.
Not my King James.
What is that?
New King James says, even a fool is counted wise when he holds his peace. When he shuts his lips, he is considered perceptive.
Perceptive, yeah.
Isn't that a great concept?
Yeah. That's good. Well, chapter 18, I know I'm skipping a lot of these. If there's one that you want to look at, let me know. But chapter 18, verse 8, the words of a talebearer are as wounds, and they go down into the innermost parts of the belly. What's a talebearer?
A gossiper.
A gossiper, yeah. So the words of a gossiper are as wounds. Don't want to be like that.
My Christian Standard Bible says, gospel words are like choice food that goes down to one's innermost being.
Oh.
Yeah, the New King James, the words of a talebearer are like tasty trifles.
Yeah.
And they go down into the innermost body.
Yeah, that's where you get indigestion, don't you?
Spiritual indigestion.
Yes.
That's good.
Wrong perspective.
Verse 9, he also that is slothful in his work is brother to him that is a great waster.
Wow.
Wow.
A sloth. We know what a sloth is, a real slow animal. Yeah.
I've known a couple
of those. Oh, yeah.
Verse 10, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is
safe.
Yay. Yeah, the name of the Lord is strong tower. Amen. 12, before destruction, the heart of man is haughty, and before honor is what?
Humility.
Humility. I mean, isn't that true? Yeah. Humility is so key in receiving the things of God, and God honors that for sure. And those who are destructive, they're braggarts, they're haughty. Verse 13, he that answereth a matter before he heareth it, it is folly and a shame unto him.
Wow.
And you know people like that, that just...
keep my place here.
They know some questions being asked, and they want to jump in there and answer it before it's even asked. Verse 16 is something I think many of us have heard before. It is a true statement. Verse 16, a man's gift maketh room for him and bringeth him before great men.
Very
good. Yeah. So our skill level, our great abilities that God has worked within us, the doors will open.
Amen.
That person. 19, a brother offended is harder to be won than a strong city, and their contentions are like the bars of a castle.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, it's tough. How many times have you experienced where someone's been offended? And maybe you didn't mean it, or maybe you knew somebody that experienced that, and they just stay upset and mad for over, you know, days and days and days, sometimes years and years. Yeah. I mean, I think that's a good analogy. It's harder to be one than a strong city.
Yeah.
A man, verse 20, a man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. 21, this is pretty interesting here. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So true. Yeah. Yeah, it's very easy to speak evil and hurt people, but it's better to speak life and bless people, huh?
Amen.
All right.
Bless and curse not.
Chapter 19. Let's go to chapter 19. Sorry, yes.
Verse 22.
Verse 22. What does that say?
I thought
we would get by this. What does 22 say, honey?
He who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord.
Well, we've experienced that.
What if that wife's not that good, though?
Well, I have the understanding that it's a good liar. That's right. Yeah. Yep. All right. So, any other verses? My good wife.
24.
A man that hath friends must show himself friendly. And there is a friend that sticketh closer than
a brother.
I say that's Jesus.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Well, in chapter 19, as I was reading through here, I picked one verse. If you all see something you'd like to bring up, that would be great. I picked 21.
Of 19?
Of chapter 19, verse 21, there are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand, right?
Very good.
Yeah, we wanna know what God's word says, and that's what makes all the difference, right? We might have all these different thoughts and ideas, but what God says, that's what really counts. Anything else there in 19?
Can I, please. Better than verse 1.
Verse 1.
Is the fool who walks in his integrity than one who is perverse in his lips and is a fool.
Yeah, that's good. Good job.
And the other one is 8. Wisdom loves his own soul. He who keeps understanding will find good.
Amen. Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff in here.
Number 11, or verse 11, the discretion of a man makes him slow to anger.
Right.
And is glorious to overlook a transgression.
Yeah, very good.
That's a really good one.
Yeah, boy, I skipped some good ones there. I'm glad you're finding these.
Pearls.
Yep. Yep.
And, Bob?
Yes, Norma.
Yeah, I would like to say that the verse number 23, I would like you to read. I mean, I love this verse as well. And I consider that it's important. 23,
the fear of the Lord tendeth to life. We know the fear of the Lord means the reverence, right? The reverence of the Lord tends to life, and he that hath it shall abide satisfied. He shall not be visited with evil. Boy, that's a great one, Norma. Thank you.
Thank you.
Wow.
Very good.
That is excellent. Thank you.
Is that for my nose?
Boy, I missed a lot of good ones in there.
Oh, your hand.
All right. Well, let's take a look at 20 here. We're on a roll. Verse 3 of chapter 20. It is an honor for a man to cease from strife, but every fool will be meddling. What does that mean, meddling, you think?
Quarrel.
What is your...
Quarrel.
It is honorable for a man to stop striving, since any fool can start a quarrel.
Quarrel, okay. Argument, a fight, a verbal fight or whatever. Yeah. So a man with honor, he's not going to keep arguing and hash it over and over again. So many people will do that.
Mm-hmm.
But the word, the wisdom of the word is, let's don't quarrel.
Wow.
Let's don't keep going at it. Let's stop. That's a good one.
Verse 4 is interesting. The lazy man will not plow because of winter. He will beg during the harvest and have nothing.
He's a lazy man there.
Yeah. I imagine in Israel that would be appropriate too.
In that culture
and the terrain of the soil would be important that time of winter.
Don't want to be lazy.
What does verse 10 mean?
Well, Verse 10, divers weights are many. Divers is many weights and many measures. Both of them are alike, like an abomination to the Lord.
Isn't it a deception, like you're selling something and you say it's one mate, one weight, but it's not quite that?
With all these different weights and measurements,
They're kind of changing the reality.
What does the King James verse 2010 say? The New King James.
Diverse weights and diverse measures, they are both alike, an abomination to the Lord. Verse 23 says, diverse weights are an abomination to the Lord, and dishonest scales are not good.
Yeah. So that's probably why I picked that up.
Same kind of thinking, isn't it?
Is that the ocean they were diving?
Verse 5, chapter 20, verse 5, counsel in the heart of man is like deep water.
Yeah, that's good.
But a man of understanding will draw it out. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes it's hard to get to the heart of a matter with somebody, but someone that has understanding can do it. Mm-hmm. Can do it. 19.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 19 in chapter 20, he that goeth about as a talebearer revealeth secrets, therefore meddle not with him, or quarrel not with him, that flattereth with his lips.
Now that's interesting that those two are put together.
Yeah.
Don't you think that's interesting, the talebearer?
Yeah, reveal secrets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Verse 7 says, the righteous man walks in his integrity. His children are blessed after him.
Amen.
Yeah, that's a good example. That's good.
Verse 12 says, the hearing ear and the seeing eye, the Lord hath made them both.
Verse 20.
There's another one. There's another one, Bob, that I think it's also a good one. May I read it?
Which one is that?
It's number 22.
Ah, that was my next one. Go ahead.
Ah, okay. He said, do not say, I will repay evil. Wait for the Lord, and he will deliver you.
Yeah, yeah. So many times if somebody does evil against us, we want to recompense or pay him back, but we wait on the Lord and he will save us. He takes care of it. God takes care of it. We don't have to get back at people. We live our life. We love people. God will take care of it. Yeah, that's great, Norma.
Thank you.
You've done your homework, Norma. You've been studying ahead. My goodness. Very good. How about 29? The glory of young men is their strength, and the beauty of old men?
Great hair.
They're gray hair. All right.
I like 28. Mercy and truth preserve the king, and by loving kindness he upholds his throne.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Very good.
When you look at the difference, it just... almost three quarters of the way through the Old Testament right now. And the kings that were loving and kind had the heart of the people with them.
Yeah.
And the ones that turned to be self-centered and aggressive for their own thing soon would meet disaster.
Yeah, the enemies come in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's do a few more. Chapter 21. We'll finish here in 21. I've got a couple here, but I bet some of you might have some other ones as well. Number 2, I got verse 2.
Yeah.
Every way of a man is right in his own eyes.
Yeah.
But the Lord pondereth the hearts. The word pondereth means weighs, judges maybe, the hearts. So we always think we're right in our own eyes, but God's the one that knows our hearts.
Verse 9.
What is that?
Better to dwell in a corner of a housetop than in a house shared with a contentious woman.
I didn't read it. You read it. That's good. Thank you. I like 14. 14, a gift in secret pacifieth anger. I mean, if you give somebody a gift or you bless them unexpectedly, it really goes a long way, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And a reward in the bosom, strong wrath. I'm not sure what that means, but
that's 14.
Yeah.
Number 13. What? Whoever shuts his ears to the cry of the poor will also cry himself.
Oh wow!
Not be heard.
Wow.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
The King James on 14.
Yeah, yeah.
A gift in secret pacifies anger.
Yeah.
And a bribe behind the strong wrath.
There you go. That makes sense now.
Well, we're experiencing that right now in the government.
Boy. Yeah. Any other ones in 20? Chapter 21?
I like 31.
You got verse 31.
The horse is prepared for the day of battle, but deliverance is of the Lord.
And a horse signifies strength. It's like having a tank or something like that in their days. Yeah, that's a great one. But safety is the Lord.
30's pretty good.
Yeah.
There's no wisdom or understanding or counsel against the Lord. So he's always right.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't wisdom him.
That's 30.
Yeah. A lot of good practical things here in Proverbs. So.
23.
23. What do we got there?
Whoso keepeth his mouth and his tongue keepeth his soul from trouble.
Yeah, that's good wisdom.
Sometimes
hold fast.
Don't want to be.
No. Hold fast. Don't jump out there. Only 21 says, he that followeth after righteousness and mercy findeth life. Righteousness and honor.
Yeah.
Pretty neat. A lot of good stuff. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll save some more for next week, huh?
Okay.
We'll get into chapter 22 and go from there. So, well, good. Thanks for sharing. And Norma, thanks for your input. Good, good verses.
Yeah.
So, Father, thank you for the Word of God that you've made available for us, that we can see some practical wisdom in living life. You're so loving and caring and providing all this for us. So we thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 Daniel.